This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. projected President-elect Joe Biden is expressing frustration about U.S. President Donald Trump's refusal to cooperate on the White House transition process. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Biden's hailing the news of a second vaccine showing great promise against the virus.
The vaccine is important. It's of little use until you're vaccinated.
He says unless the Trump administration coordinates, there may be more virus deaths. And waiting until his own inauguration to start planning for vaccinating more than 300 million Americans will put the nation way behind.
And so it's important that it be done, that there be coordination now. Now or as rapidly as we can get that done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. biotech firm Moderna on Monday announced its experimental vaccine against COVID-19 is almost 95% effective. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Moderna says preliminary data from an ongoing study show its vaccine is nearly 95% effective. Last week, Pfizer announced its own COVID-19 vaccine appeared similarly effective. Both companies are now on track to seek permission within weeks for emergency use in the U.S. Virus cases in the country topped 11 million over the weekend. Moderna President Dr. Stephen Hoge says having similar results from two different companies is most reassuring. Hoge says it's going to require many vaccines to meet global demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization's chief scientist says they find the news about the Moderna vaccine to be encouraging.
It appears that the vaccine is actually has a protective efficacy of over 90%. It's about 94%.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning President Trump against accelerating troop reductions in Afghanistan and Iraq, saying it would be disastrous.
As a number of former officials and ambassadors recently stated, the spectacle of U.S. troops abandoning facilities and equipment, leaving the field in Afghanistan to the Taliban and ISIS, would be broadcast around the world as a symbol of U.S. defeat and humiliation and a victory for Islamic extremism.
The Senate leader says reports that Mr. Trump plans to announce within days sharp cuts to U.S. forces in both countries would be abandoning partners. A new FBI report says hate crimes last year reached the highest level in more than a decade. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Hate-motivated killings in 2019 reached the highest number since the FBI started keeping records in the 90s. 51 people died, including 22 killed in a shooting targeting Mexicans at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. The report shows an increase in religion-based hate crimes, as well as anti-Hispanic hate crimes. Crimes based on a person's sexual orientation stayed relatively stable. Crimes against African Americans dropped slightly. Critics have long warned the data may be incomplete. Some police departments don't submit hate crime information to the FBI. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency says Ethiopia's growing conflict has resulted in more than 20,000 refugees from the Tigray region fleeing into Sudan as fighting spills beyond Ethiopia's borders. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UNHCR says more than 5,000 refugees arrived in Sudanese border provinces on Sunday, the highest single day number since the start of the conflict in Tigray. Most of the refugees are children and women who've walked long distances, arriving exhausted, hungry and thirsty. A regional governor says the response by UN agencies and the international community is slow compared to the pace of refugees arriving in the province. The agency says it's mobilizing resources to provide life-saving assistance services to the new arrivals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Iota is whipping a remote coastal area of Nicaragua at this hour with catastrophic winds, storm surges, and rain. Iota is expected to crash through northeastern Nicaragua overnight, packing maximum sustained winds of 260 kilometers per hour. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.